Patrick Care advocates are putting pressure on the state Senate to take federal money to keep 85,000 people in the program. Yesterday, the Assembly stuck by Governor Walker. His plan diverts those above 100% of poverty into online marketplaces to buy private insurance. Kevin Kane is with Citizen Action of Wisconsin. He says Republicans who have expressed concerns about Wisconsin foregoing federal money need to take action.
We only need two. We only need two state senators to stand with their convictions and to move forward and actually vote the way that they know is moral.
If the governor's Medicaid plan is approved, Democratic Representative Melissa Sargent says the state would actually spend more to cover fewer people.
This is backwards. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense in a fiscal manner, and it doesn't make sense in a humane manner.
The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says Wisconsin would spend $250 million more by 2020 if federal Medicaid dollars are turned away. That's because federal money would completely cover new enrollees for 3 years. Governor Walker said he doesn't trust the federal government to come through with the promised funds. However, other Republican governors against health reform are expanding Medicaid. Again, Melissa Sargent.
If today things don't go the way we want them to be going in the state Senate, it doesn't mean this fight is over. This deal does not sunset.
States could accept more federal Medicaid money at a later date. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.